microphone master. The most innovative, understated, but others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest from the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and beside me is my dude, my ace, my linebacker partner, Blaze Rock. What's going on, man?
I'm a spokesperson for Propel now. Yeah.
I feel you. So we are back, and we got a special guest, a friend of ours. His name is Tim. He's with Insight Entertainment, so out here in the Phoenix area, but just a cool dude just to chop it up with. And so we're going to bring him on in just a second. But Blaze Rock, we got, you know, some songs, and I want to get your opinion on some of these. There's a couple hours that I put on, and I was thinking, I don't know if Blaze is going to feel these, but we're going to see anyway. But all right, man. So we know, and Tim, feel free to jump on. I know that you have a significant other that has children, so maybe you can feel this a little bit. So Tim, welcome to the show, my dude. But yo, so you know I got two sons. I got Kendrick, who is my oldest, he's 10, and Elijah, who is my youngest, obviously, he's 5. Now, my son Kendrick has played football before. Blaze Rock has, one of Blaze Rock's children, his son Pants. He well, I don't think he even likes to go by Pants.
Marlos.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah. As you get older, you got to shed those things. And so Kendrick has played tackle football probably like about 2.5 years ago. So he wants to play it again. He's been playing basketball for a little while. And so he mentioned it, and I asked him. I said, well, because you know I was coaching his basketball team for a little while, and I asked him about 2 weeks ago. I said, Kendrick, do you want to give basketball one more season before you go into football? Because he would be taking a step up in this new league. You can do all the zone and you can trap and all that stuff. And I thought it would be cool to do that. And so he says to me, yes, Dad. He, without hesitation, yes. So his friend, and I think you know where I'm going with this, Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
His friend plays football. And so Kendrick wants to be on his friend's football team. So Nika gets some information from his friend's mom and asks Kendrick, so do you want to play one more season of football? Or I mean one more season of basketball, or do you want to play football? So he pauses. And he starts crying. And I'm not in that. I'm home at this time. And Nika says, what's wrong? That's my wife's name, Nika. She says, what's wrong? And he says, I don't know. I just don't know. As if he's like conflicted, as if it's some young midlife crisis. And she says, well, do you want to play basketball? Do you want to play football? I just don't know. Why don't you know? I don't want to hurt Dad's feelings. Look, little Negro. Man, if you wanted to play football, then you should have said it. So, because football is not cheap.
No.
It's like a $400, especially if you play a tackle. That's like a $400, right, $400 bill right there. But
not
that's
to mention
whatever.
All the other crap you got to deal with after one season starts.
Exactly.
Like with heads and all that stuff.
Exactly.
I had to sit and tell the boy, look, don't tell me what I want to hear. If I'm asking you a question, I'm asking you because, Dad wants to coach. Yeah, that's cool. That's all good. But if you don't want to do it, then you don't want to do it. But so anyway, he's going to play one more season of basketball because $400 this week coming out of the pocket with that ain't going to happen. But I just wanted to – I know you feel me on that with kids, Blaze, especially sometimes they tell you what maybe you want to hear. And then later on with the other parent, it comes out.
Yes, thinking,
come on, man. Why couldn't you just tell me?
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. So,
keep it simple.
So we're going to go into a couple songs real quick, and then we're going to get into some things. So we're going to get into Gangrene. This is the project with Alchemist and Oh No. It's called Vodka and Ayahuasca. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. And Dice Raw is called Bloody Mary. Killer Mike featuring Bun B, T.I., and Trouble. It's called Big Beast. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
This is a acid trip, rants and spit, psychedelic capsules with some packs of ish, vodka and ayahuasca to capture a glimpse of ecstasy. You would need a tiny pill in this. Now overdose over the doses prescribed for Doc Nova. The pot smoker, too high to be sober. I bleed smoke, my weed smokers keep soaked. The rebroke, the re-rolled, enough to make three choke. One pass out, two re-smoke. When all's gone, we re-roach and then re-toast. We boast about that cush, we roast. Best roast, top dollar, top of the chart. That's the West Coast. If I ain't high, then I must have just woke up. I stay high into the moon till the sun rose up. Then I make clouds appear. The gas is massive. I'll clash your gastric, smash your glasses. Back from the ashes, spread like rashes, flashes. That man and madness, we a classic. With new cuts, fuck that. Gas is active. You and now inactive bastards. We get back, it's action. Double G.
So high, so high, so high. Must be out of my mind.
In your system with extra stress.
Travel at beneficent speed. So finally you can burn.
So high, so high, so high.
So high, I must be out of my mind.
In your system with extra stress.
Travel at beneficent speed. So finally you can burn.
Mix the vodka with the ayahuasca. Indian shaman, the witch doctor. Leave your whole body stone like Jimmy Hoffa. No stopper, cause once I go underwater I go lower than Davy Jones' locker. Double G's a showstopper. Headbanger to Dome Rocker. Mix your noodle like pasta for Jolie. The one and only gang bacteria. So quarantine in your media area. And it only gets scarier. Aerial attack, mosquito malaria. There's no sparing ya. Don't procrastinate, I'll assassinate your character. Palmer Derringer, shoot to kill like Tom Berenger. Yeah, if I ain't high, I'm not woke. Still dreaming, still flying through clouds of pot smoke. Blunt steaming marijuana mixed with rock coat. Places you could not go. Waffle of birds like Roscoe's. What you expect, those? It's a psychedelic expo. Without popping, it's not a Mentos. So tune in and drop out and let the best go. Ballistic on the tempo. Madman Mike, Dr. Demento. Alan the chemist, fill up the jars. Now it's replenished. Mix a diamond or tryptamine with the Guinness. Double G Society's menace. OX tenants, hell up in Venice. Time for me to handle my biz. Hot women and kids, it's Double G.
So high, so high, so high. Must be out of my mind.
In your system with extra stress.
Travel at beneficent speed. So finally you can burn.
So high,
I must be out of my mind.
In your system with extra stress.
Travel at beneficent speed. So finally you can burn.
Every player tryna lay with her. Every nigga got something to say to her. Bitch can't even walk down the street cause all the cool cats turn into cats in heat. But no man can't ignore the way it bounce. One look, got him foaming at the mouth. You don't see that ass bouncing on the pole, my friend. One touch, make a nigga whole again. But when she leave, you become half the man that you were before you met that girl. You understand? You fucking with a real bitch with a plan. Break them down for 100 grand. Goddamn, Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
Be a fool, let you in my arms again.
Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
I'd be a fool to let you in my arms again.
She say, money make me come. I say bitches like that make me run. Shit, I'm doing the 100-yard dash. Lick the edge of my fingertips, counting the wad of cash. I made off pot ash, sugar, and pork bellies, coffee beans. Yeah, my nigga, that's commodities. Can't break bread with a chicken's hands, lofty dreams. Truthfully, it's not as easy as it seems. That's right, she caught a nigga slipping. That's right, that pussy was finger licking. So I kept tricking and I kept sticking my hand inside the candy dish. She had a nigga tripping, had me in submission, and it was all a part of the mission.
Bloody Mary, be a fool to let you in my arms again.
Got a car, 2011 Jaguar. Get her hair and nails done every hour on the hour. I never noticed it cause I come home and take a shower. She rub on my back, till she suck on my sack, till my brain collapsed. I was no good after that, shit was scary. Her pussy was legendary, Bloody Mary. Brazilian wax, never hairy. Come out the bathroom smelling like berries and Aries with a $5,000 hair weave. And 5,000 niggas to pay for it. Another 5,000 others to spray for it. In jail, spending 5,000 days for a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
In the club on tourist motherfuckers. Welcome to Atlanta, up the jury, motherfucker. These monkey niggas looking for some looter in Jermaine. And all that nigga found was some Ruger and some pain. Pow, motherfucker, pow, come up off the chain. Pow, motherfucker, pow, one off in it bright. We some money hungry wolves and we down to eat the rich. Your bodyguard and shit, we strip them like a stripper bitch. These real ass killers moving silence with violence. The minute it set off, we the motherfucking wildest. I am from Atlanta that they never speak upon. Where everybody got a sack of dope and a gun. Gun, gun, gun.
Playing around with that bullshit, nigga, we ain't letting shit go. When you come in, you better go direct.
What's up on the time in the projects and OG saw a young Bumby as a prospect. Thought that I would understand the streets from a very young age. So he opened up the G code to the front page. He sat me on the porch, said this where little dog sit. Pointed at the yard, said that's where big dog shit. He said don't leave till your ass get growed. And don't come back till your ass get cold. Whatever you want is whatever you can have. Bring the pain and leave them wet like they soaking in some sap. When you step out on the app, make sure they wanna see ya. Cause being drill isn't out of modopia. Be about it like a G. I hate or wanna get you slipping. Drop to be a Jordan, but settle for a Pippin. Player, I ain't even tripping. But I don't really care, cause my pistol's in your face. So put your hands in the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When 96, I'm riding with a pistol grip, banana clip from Simpson Road to Adamville. I'm reppin' this Atlanta shit. Nigga try and handle up, let's see can they handle this. 100 round at them, that ain't no Louisiana shit. Drinking on that Hennessy, blowing on that cannabis. America, cause nightmare, trapped nigga fantasy. A record full of felonies, searching for a better me. But choppers go off in my hood like Iraq, Cuba, Tel Aviv. Shoot a nigga, let him bleed. Fuck a shout, suck a nigga, I never be, don't give a fuck about it. Quick to run up on that out and make him get the fuck about it. Nigga better be about it, he deserve it, he allow it. What's a coward to a kamikaze? He ain't robbing, man, he predator and prey. The law of nature where I stay. I catch you slipping with that K, ain't no illusion and no confusion. Better come up off that cake and all that jewelry or you're screwed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wa-da-da-da-da-dang. Listen to my temper 45 go bang. Bang, bang, grind time, rap gang. We the readers of the books and the leaders of the crooks. Predators, we eyeballing all of y'all lanes. Let me fall off, I'm taking all of y'all chains. All of y'all watches and all of y'all cars. Well, who we talking to? All of y'all stars. All of y'all rappers and producers and such. No homo promo, homie, you might get your ass punched. Like Death Jam, circa 83, you get rushed. If you rollin' with some winners, then you rollin' with us. I know some dumb country niggas, but them niggas ain't weak. Know they dress and look the part, but them niggas ain't cheap. I don't make dance music, this is R.A.P. Opposite all that sucker shit they play on TV.
And you know this high goal.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. All right, now, I'm sure everybody by now, and there are probably some people that watched it on television as well, Whitney Houston passed, and there was, and I don't want to, I'm not going into that part, but what I want to, it's just interesting to me, oftentimes, whether it's somebody who's well-known, or whether it's just somebody, a friend, or a family member, or whatever, how do you mourn somebody? Because you have, there's the good deeds that maybe somebody does. Maybe they have a real big stretch of time where they, where they've done some bad things. Maybe they were, maybe they harmed themselves, maybe harmed other people, whatever the case may be. How do you put that? How do you balance that? And so I wanted to ask you fellas that. So Tim, I'm gonna let you start first. How do you mourn somebody? Do you just focus on just the good stuff? Or do you kind of try to balance it? Or how do you do it, man?
Yeah, you gotta try to balance it, because, you know, I mean, people are people. You know, nobody's perfect, nobody's the worst, you know what I mean? Everybody's got skeletons, everybody's got a past, everybody's got issues, you know? So, you just gotta reflect on all the good times you've had with that person, and even the bad times, like, you know, if you were there for them, you know, I know it ain't cool, you know, thinking about, oh man, that person screwed me over because he owed me money, or she, you know, she's cheating on me, you know, all that stuff, you know what I mean? You gotta look at the overall, not that person and the times you have, you know? Because once they're gone, you know, you can offer all the bad stuff, but, you know, you gotta try to keep that person's a part of your life no matter what, good or bad.
Good. How about you, buddy?
You know, I've been lucky enough to not have the experience very much loss in that sense. But you know, I think Tim's right straight up, because you have to look at all things, because all of those things is what made that person that person, and that's what made you deal with them, not deal with them, or otherwise it characterizes them as a whole. So it's almost impossible to try to, you know, I guess I hate it when people get, you know, so, for example, I'm gonna go ahead and use the Whitney Houston thing, even though it's driving me nuts.
Yeah,
you get the Whitney Houston thing where, you know, a week ago she was still the punchline in everybody's jokes and clowns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden she died and she was the greatest person on earth. And oh my God, don't ever say anything bad about her, because she was just a tormented soul and all that. And I'm like, you know what, dude? Nah. Everybody has their problems. Everybody's had their ups, downs, negatives, and positives, and et cetera. And I'm sure she did a lot of things for a lot of people over the course of time. I mean, outside of just, you know, being a singer. But I think it's important that we look at people for their, you know, for their failures, their shortcomings, their, you know, everything. Because that's what makes them human, and that's what makes them people that we deal with and that we love or, you know, enjoy. I think once you start faking it and trying to pull out pieces and everything, that's when, you know, it's manufactured. We might as well get with robots.
Exactly. And it's interesting along those same lines, and this is the only thing I'm gonna say about the Whitney thing was, when there was a time when in the black community, that I think it was in between her first and second albums, maybe it was right after the second album release, and there was some footage of this where she went to the Soul Train Awards, which is obviously a predominantly black awards show, and she was actually booed because a lot of people in the black community felt that she didn't do enough runs in her vocals and really have that soulful feel to it. So she was more professionally trained in that regard.
Right.
And so it's amazing how one moment you're shunned, people build you up to tear you down.
Tear you down. You said it.
So it's just kind of interesting how that goes, and how, you know, it just made me just want to beg the question on that. So we're going to get into a couple more songs. We're going to get into Mo Green. It's called Welcome to the Trap House. And then Redman, it's the freestyle over the Eminem Just Don't Give a Uck beat from a while ago. And Redman is one of, I like Redman so much because he doesn't take himself too seriously ever. He has a lot of fun, you could tell, especially from the tone and all the things he does on his track. So Mo Green, Redman, you're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Green. Yeah. Life caught me slipping, but I win it. Fatality flow, destruction when I finish. Cold-blooded hooligan, going for the green. Tuck behind the walls, nigga, he the missing piece. I'm going ham sandwich on these beasts for my feet. Five-fold giant kind of fees for the feast. Kick flip, never slip, no pity. 10 toes down, steady reppin' for my city. I'm slowing down, I'm getting too trippy. She said she never seen something so big, so jiggy. Double XL, homie, go and check the gear. Look, fly as fat boy, check my 6th grade yearbook. Try to push him, but you see where fear took him. Adrenaline rushing them outside, just fear looking. The place that you call Earth, the day I was birthed will be a holiday. Before I die, yeah, and I'm out the way.
Trap house, this is where you get your dope at. Homie, if you want that, welcome to the trap house.
What you need, what you need?
Welcome to the trap house.
What you need, what you need?
Welcome to the trap house. This is where you get your dope at. Homie, if you want that, welcome to the trap house.
What you need, what you need? Got that lockjaw on my ball. Never met a McGregor, all they know is the green. Trying to make it ahead, but ain't going through me. So I'm taking all this head and I'm giving them skeet ball. Better knock it out the park, I'm just warming up. Don't touch the iron, cause it's hot, they try warning us. But money be the sweater in the blizzard. Out crowd moving, making sucker niggas bitter. Hunter of the prey, better get on both knees and pray to your sender if you ever cross me. Work, 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 never ever thought sleep. Always stood my own ground, I never lost beef. Lion hearted, so in this type of safari I'm king. MJ from the V for another ring. Somebody tweeted they believe in me. I salute them, they see the Z in me.
Roll up in the blue Volvo. I rock polo. My face like Miguel Cotto. I'm serious. Pour the cranberry with the Remy. Impersonate you rappers more than Nilly Vanilli. I'm higher than a drug dealer you got your weed from. You rappers won't impress me till you learn to make an album. So quit it. Fall back, cause I got the power. It's music, money, hoes, plus blunts of the sour. My name is Reggie Noble. I'm a sexaholic.
Hi,
I fuck my babysitter on my mama toilet. I'm a con artist, like the homie from D12. Niggas think I ain't strapped until they hear the shells. Bitch, I'm coming out shooting through the window in the car chase. You getting shot the fuck up like Scarface. I started rolling blunts, my mind is getting open. My pen is like Cheech and Chong, I'm still smoking.
Yo,
so when you see me in your city high as hell and I'm dancing like Diddy, I just don't give a fuck. Smoking a sour in the drop with the homie Annie holding on the Glock.
I just don't give a fuck.
So if you don't follow me on the Twitter, I ain't bitter, fuck you nigga.
I just don't give a fuck.
When you see me on the streets, run, cause most likely
sir.
Red got a gun.
I just don't give a fuck.
I'm popping an E, but I'm looking for MDMA with a double barrel, bumping in WA. I hustle hard for the guap around any season. That's why my rims beaming where the parking meter reading. Beefing, you're all vegan. You wouldn't be the case. You the type to snitch the first hour, first 48. Never needed a cape. I'm a lyrical hero. Doctor, the psycho war gave me a referral. When I form like Wu-Tang in the street with the heat of De Niro. Red man's the coolest. Reggie Noble's a weirdo. Sativa, with your wife eating a beaver. Skeet on her lips looking like Missy Misdemeanor. The dirtiest. Rhymer, marijuana. Addict, the legend, icon, gorilla, classic, half alien, half bro. I'm the type of asshole to cut your girl fake breasts with a knife big as Rambo.
Yo.
So when you see me in your city high as hell and I'm dancing like Diddy,
I just don't give a fuck.
Smoking a sour in the drop with the homie Annie holding on the Glock.
I just don't give a fuck.
So if you don't follow me on the Twitter, I ain't bitter, fuck you nigga.
I just don't give a fuck.
When you see me on the streets, run, cause most likely Red got a gun.
I just don't give a fuck.
This goes out to them Brick City niggas. Everybody that's smoking that sour diesel, put one in the air if you're smoking. Killer House is in the building. California.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So this is, you know, maybe this is like our therapy. This is like our therapy episode or something like this. Now, fellas, I don't know if you heard about this in the sense of this kind of led me to think about forgiveness. And Chris Brown and Rihanna. We all know what happened with Chris Brown and Rihanna. What was it, a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever. And Chris Brown suffered a big financial setback because he lost sponsors, all this stuff, because of what went down with what happened, what transpired with him and Rihanna. Now he recently they worked together to do a remix, I think, of a Rihanna song. And I haven't heard the song, I don't really care to hear the song, it's not a big deal to me. But what was interesting to me is that I believe it was Billboard magazine. They actually wrote and penned an open letter to Rihanna, really rebuking her because saying that she's a role model, there's no way that she should ever communicate with Chris Brown or do or work with them because these young girls are looking up to him. So does this make abuse or physical abuse okay? And all these things. And I'm thinking, now, you know, Tim Blaze and I, we go to church. Blaze is I learn a lot from Blaze in terms of on the religious side of things. But one of the things that religion teaches us is obviously we got to forgive because we know that we are not perfect. So in order for us to, you know, that's just one of those things. So we strive to be the best person that we can be. So it just begs the question for me, fellas, about forgiveness in this situation. I mean, how do you approach forgiveness? If you argue with your wife, Blaze, and then you go and tell me now, and you guys make up, who am I to say, nah, y'all can't make up because you told me that y'all had an argument. If you make up and you're good with it, I should be good with it too.
But dude, we're looking at, the problem is there's multiple levels of layers in this little situation. Like, for what it's worth, Rihanna and Chris Brown could have been straight like a month later. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because she a little out there as it is. And I mean, he put it on her. He put them hands on her. So I mean, it might have took a little longer than a month, but whatever. For all we know, they could have been friends back and, you know, kicking it, hanging out and talking on the phone or something, you know, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever. Yeah. But the media has a responsibility to create drama or theater or cinema or interesting circumstances where they can. And in some cases, you know, I hate to take it there, but when there's the opportunity to vilify a black male for something that we've seen 100 different times from 100 different people, they will make sure that they make it work. For example, I mean, Chris Brown, yeah, he beat her up, great. You know, that's what he did. I'm not condoning that type of activity, but I am saying that's what he did. He paid his price. You know, he paid his price immensely, you know, both financially and as far as, you know, the record that he now has from California. But if you look in the history, there's plenty of different, you know, politicians, musicians, TV stars, movie stars, etc., athletes and etc. of all races that have pretty much done the same thing,
right?
But but have never experienced the level of crap that Chris Brown got. And you know, it's funny because they made him the underground underdog, and he's still coming back and still succeeding. So I think the responsibility is on the people to forgive and to forgive each other, move forward. You know, to find some level of to find a way to rectify the situation. And once that occurs, I think everybody else is irrelevant.
What about you? What about you, Tim?
But quickly, I I'm in a similar boat with how Mr. Blaze said. But, you know, Chris Brown, you got to remember, you know, a week or whatever it was before the incident even happened, he's been on the TV show doing his interviews and stuff saying, you know, I watched my mom get beat by my dad or whoever it was. I will never hit a woman. I'll never do this, never do that. So all of a sudden that happened, boom, you did it to yourself, homie. You know what I mean?
If
you didn't run your mouth and say all that, you know, it's not right. But if you didn't run your mouth saying and holding yourself up to this high standard, and then you go do it, the media's going to eat that up. You know what I mean? You just get anything you can give them.
The only problem with that is, there's that, and I mean, I don't know what it is, if it's just the entertainment world or it's just the fact that, you know, maybe because he's such a douche 90% of the time, but it's funny because you see that level of hypocrisy every day in politics.
Right.
You
oh,
see
yeah.
that Republican or that Democrat who's staunchly against gay rights and gay marriage and turns out to be gay themselves. Then you have, you know, you have the guy who's like constantly prosecuting kiddie porn, people that are doing kiddie porn, and then a month later they find a stash of 3 terabytes of kiddie porn on his computer. You know, and then but our media doesn't do jack about that. They go, oh, he's now come out of the closet, he's gay. Oh, he was caught with a couple of men, and then you never hear it again. But these are prominent people that make a difference in the actual the way our lives are run, where Chris Brown means nothing to most people other than he's some dude who dances and sings. But we put all that emphasis on Chris Brown and Rihanna and their little issue, but we ignore, you know, the hypocrisy that goes on and stuff that matters. That's what drives me absolutely crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, in this society we hold movie stars, you know, sports athletes, everybody that makes $1 million or more that's on TV, we hold them to this higher standard. They're normal people like us, and they don't affect my life.
Right.
Chris Brown goes to jail, he dies, you know, whatever. My life's not affected. The music, whatever, that hurts, whatever, you know, if a good singer, good athlete dies, you know, all that. But if I go to a game, I'm paying to see them. They're not going to go pay to come into my work and see me work. You know what I mean? They can give two shits about it. That's part of my life. They can care nothing about it.
Exactly. I'm always talking about it. I never understand why we put so much emphasis on quote-unquote celebrities. What drives me crazy even is, you know, how they, you know, when, especially right now where, you know, there's the elections coming up soon, and all of a sudden everybody has to ask all these celebrities, well, who do you think should be president? Like there's some authority on anything. You know, and in some cases you got people who don't even write their own lyrics or write their own songs or write their own music, don't play an instrument.
That's 99% of music this day.
Right, and you're asking them like they're somebody just because they're basically a puppet in that case. And I don't mean it as a disrespect thing. I just think that we've gotten way out of whack in terms of where people's attention and where people's interest and where people's respect should lie.
Well, when the media is running everything, and when every time you turn on television, it's about something this, something that.
Kim Kardashian went outside and took a piece of grass off the ground. Oh my God!
What value?
You know.
What value does Kim Kardashian have that half my day watching CNN is all about Kim Kardashian? Who cares? What has she done for society? She inherited money, whatever, got on TV, was a model, whatever. I don't know.
She's famous because...
For the sex video.
Yeah. Well, her daddy or something like that? Yeah, her daddy was a lawyer or something.
Yeah, plus her dad. But more so, the reason why she's nearly as famous as she is because she practiced some activities on video. And that's it. Because I'm still trying to figure out what her talent is.
But we hold her... But everybody wants to look like her. They want to wear the same clothes as her. Oh, you don't like the ear. You know, you don't know what you're doing. Are you kidding me? These people are now in influential places because they have the money, the fame, they have a name, and they don't know what they're doing, and it's scary. It really is scary when you see these, like, egotistical, crazy people, like, that have a say more than people like us who have brains, that bust their butts every day, that do things logically. You get these crazy people who are frogs.
On that note, we're going to go into a quick song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about maybe the business of music real quick. We're going to go into one of Blaze Rock's favorite rappers. We got Eric Sermon featuring KRS-One. It's called Clout. So we're going to get into that and come right back. A real quick turnaround. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
I look like an MC, talk like an MC, walk like an MC, New York type of MC. Pockets never empty, rockets plenty. You already forgot them, but you ain't gonna get me. Clubs, I rock many, in fact, any. That shit talk they talking could never offend me. I work for mine, even got jerked for mine. Back in 89, I used to work the 9. But it led to crime and too many cats doing time. If you into that, fine, but I'm not, I rhyme. You know, you cats running from the law too much. That That means you either got greedy or you saw too much. You know the streets like the back of your hand, back in your palm. The problem is the cash in your palm. I do what I have to do. You laugh at me, I laugh at you. You after me, I'm after you. You're not passing me, I'm passing you. You're not asking me, I'm asking you. You're not blasting me, man, I'm blasting you. Blasting through, got the whole senior class grasping you. Ask your crew, who commands more street soldiers than the Blastmaster do? I'm the last of the true, now who you? Some sensitive new jack, I'll come here, boo-boo. This type of MC and you might not be used to, I'll bruise you. Get under your skin like tattoos do. This God, you don't choose me, I choose you. My vocabulary will confuse you like the news do. My Benz is new too. I be on padded cells like I'm cuckoo. Calling up my nation, which is Zulu. Now who you?
I'm Sermon, yes, so determined. I'm the best and no need contesting. Sermon confirming you. Mark Furman, lying, stop sighing before you end up in Zion. Stop crying, you dying, nigga. You a hoe, hit the flow when I blast the trigger. E-dub, not nod, but I'm a nasty nigga. The type to leave you floating in the Hudson River. I'll deliver, like takeout food direct to your doorstep. You ain't seen no types of hardcore yet, no. You ain't shot the five or the four yet, no. You ain't sliced from the ear to the jaw yet. What you doing right there, that's fast. And you claiming that having all this swag. Swag don't rhyme, swag don't get you in the Hall of Fame or rap, at least not mine. Swag don't shine, them diamonds blinding. The fact that you whack and shouldn't be rhyming. It's bad timing for you, newcomer. You ain't me, motherfucker. You hot for the summer. You like Joe Plummer getting stopped by Barack, trying to dominate spot and end up shot. Then it's slow singing and flaw bringing. Cell phone ringing 911 for closure. It's over. C to the L to the O U T.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. What was the line? I think it was a Nas song that it was a Jay-Z song where he was dissing Nas, and he said, "Yeah, you made a hot song. Well, I know who I paid for your publishing.
I know who I paid, dog. Searchlight Publishing.
Searchlight Publishing. So there's a lot of different ways to make money in the music industry. There are people that." And oftentimes, it's not necessarily the artist. For those of y'all that don't know, because you can read books on how to do things in the music industry, and you'll find out. Or there's a book by Wendy Day that I read recently gives a lot of insight. But essentially, one of the ways is through when you're a writer of the song, so you have the publishing, so you have the writer's share, the writer's share, the person who creates the music and all that. So it's interesting because. And this is one of those things about Whitney Houston, just real briefly, this has kind of made me think about the business of music. That song, I Will Always Love You, people think that is a Whitney Houston song, but actually, it's a Dolly Parton song.
Right.
Dolly Parton wrote that song, I think it was in the mid-70s or in the 70s.
Checks.
And she wanted, it was in a movie. I think it was supposed to be, from what I read, it was supposed to be in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Right. It was supposed to be on that soundtrack. But anyway, they were supposed to have Elvis try to sing the song. Elvis comes in and says, "Hey, I'll sing it if you give me half the publishing." Dolly says, "Nah, I'm cool." No. Essentially, she says, no. She keeps the publishing. Years later, Whitney Houston obviously sings the song, blows up into a huge mega hit. And who's getting checks, getting money? It's Dolly Parton. So now, when you think about it, in terms of just your thoughts on the business of music, on being knowledgeable. So Tim, you work with some different artists that you've come across and try to help some folks out. Blaze, obviously, you record music, you produce, you interact with artists and all that stuff, and how they're just focused on putting their music out. Talk about some of those nuances, and that can be real cool revenue streams when you talk about the business of music, like publishing, et cetera, et cetera. Because you could be in a nice house paid for, and all you do is write the songs that make the whole world sing. What I'm saying? So Tim, talk about that.
Wait, go ahead. I was going to say, it ain't even just music. There's any avenue in which there is in some level of music, any avenue, including commercials, video games, audio books, voiceover, you name it. There's so many different things that the average person doesn't know. You know, that you can pretty much be at home all day counting checks. So, you know, because again, and going back to the media thing, the media blows up the face. They don't really pay attention to what's going on, you know, behind the scenes or the people that make the whole thing, make the engine run. You know, they're just looking at the outside of the car. So, I mean, there's thousands of ways to make money. And it's no different than any other business, really. There's always going to be an avenue. There's always going to be a number of different outlets by which you can, you can find a way in. And then it's just expansion and being creative from there.
What about you, Tim, in terms of your interaction with different artists that you come across and some of the things that you found out through, you know, through trial and error with music?
You know, it's funny. You know, all the artists that, you know, I deal with, they all write their own music. They don't make their own. Most of them don't make their own beats. You know, they, like everybody else, they need someone. They have a producer that does it. But it's a trip because, you know, you hear some really talented people out there. You know, then you hear from not so talented people. And it's I don't know, man. There's a ton of place for everything, and if you look like the place that do everything has somebody else writing it for somebody else. You know what I mean? You can go back to half of the hip hop song. All that stuff is from, you know, Motown. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting to that point, like for example, when you have artists like, say for example, a Neo. A lot of people don't know that he wrote, what was the song? He wrote a couple of songs for Beyonce. What was that? To the left, everything, you know, House to the left. So he wrote that, and you think of the revenue streams that he's getting when you get a hit, or you think of, what is it, Dream?
He wrote. Yeah, the Dream is the one I was going to say. He's written all kinds of Rihanna's tracks.
Yeah. And so when you think of those revenue streams that come from it, there's a lot to be said about standing your ground. Like, obviously, just thinking about all the money, for example, from the last two or three weeks from the last couple of weeks that Dolly Parton is going to be raking in again, or when they box up the Whitney Houston greatest of and they have that on there and how she's going to be raking in, as Blaze likes to say, the checks.
It's just
interesting to think about it. So we're gonna get into a couple more songs and before we head out, because you know, Blaze, we've come across a lot of New York fans, and Tim is another one of those New York Giant fans.
Sure.
So we're gonna give him his like 5 seconds of the sun. But we're gonna get into a track by J-Rock featuring Kendrick Lamar and Giddy. It's called Diary of a Broke Nick. Boldy James called Consignment, and then Cron Don, Pearls of Swine. So J-Rock, Boldy James, Cron Don, you're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Look inside the eyes of a broke nigga. See the stress on his face. Look at his heart. Ain't no love in the place. What's on his mind? Murder, money, and mayhem. If he don't see a dollar, somebody visiting Satan. He grabbed his gap from under the mattress. He cocked it back, then grabbed his gloves and a mask. Then threw on his hat, looked in the mirror and said, times is hard. So hard that he got gray hair on his balls. Pause. In the ghetto, we destined to fall. That's why it's a must that we ball. That's why he on the corner lurking, waiting for a motherfucker to slip. Soon as he see the chance, he taking a risk. What should you do when this nigga snatch you out of your whip? Empty out your pockets, the snatch what's on your neck and your wrist. Nothing, cause when it get in your mouth, so speechless. Any false move, then your brain's on the cement. It gets gutter when niggas starving. Niggas will run inside your house, kill you on target. Heartless. This is way beyond a cold thriller. This the diary of a broke nigga.
Everybody lay down on the ground. Give me whatever you got right now. Everybody lay down on the floor. Give me whatever you got plus more.
When times is hard and I'm praying for change. My funds is low when I need some change. I'm
make sure you hide your goods when I come listen. You're dealing with the diary of a broke nigga.
It's been a whole month, he still ain't seen no paper. Nigga losing weight every time that he wake up. Plus, he tired of asking niggas for favors. Cause when they get mad, they throw it back in his face. That's foul, flagrant. This
nigga been slaving in a spot all week, still ain't seen no paper, that's fucked up. They say don't bite the hand that feeds you, but if that hand don't feed you, where would that leave you? Now that the stress come, can't turn back the hands of time. Got him thinking back on what he should have done. First thing on his mind now, get a gun. Shit, you gotta eat, and you got a son and a daughter. Now that's two mouths to feed, and that money seemed far like miles to reach. But it's right there, but it's brain clouded. Life on the wrong road, can't reroute it. Caught that nigga, and showed him what the heater do. If you don't feed your wolves eat you. This is way beyond a cold thriller. This the diary of a broke nigga.
Everybody lay down on the ground. Give me whatever you got right now. Everybody lay down on the floor. Give me whatever you got plus more.
When times is hard and I'm praying for change, my buzz is low. When I need some change, I'm up.
Make sure you hide your goods when I come missing. You're dealing with the diary of a broke nigga.
It. I went through it in the bin, knotted up and tight. Tight right, high as a kite, you flying. Soaring through the sky, and me, I'm the co-pilot. About to put a few O's inside the pipe. Then cut on the stove and light the pilot. Yeah. Send the blocks in the kitchen, all white brick. Yep. Get the pot, skillet, chisel, and the ice pick. What? Ready rock, water whipping with the right wrist. Yeah. Let it lock when I hit it with them ice chips. Yep. Roll, I show dope on the night shift. Ice cold with the flow, bow you the knife. With the politeness, seeking he shall find it. Blinded, they try to take my weakness for a kindness. Well, in the streets, I'm reminded of times when they tried to throw my peoples in confinement. Before the fame, it was big guns and diamonds. Then came that strong word, being called consignment. Strictly for live men with 50s and 9M's. And front line with ghetto hazards. Criminal minded, take a nigga brick, slap him, then sell it back to him after I rob him. For that dirty blunt, call her Dolly Parton. Whole lot of fun, yeah, girly awesome. Natural born star, roll out the red carpet. After I swirl this jar, then I'ma charge a fortune. Let her flirt with you, just for her enjoyment. We split a 30 ball, I took the larger portion. Why you underbossing, filing unemployment? Is you working hard, or is you hardly working? That C-O-N-C-R-E-A-T-U-R-E is who y'all reap. Up the splits and zips, get two balls free. But instead of spending, you bought three. Bumped your head for 10, that's 2.3. Short of a half, I shorted you 0.3. 10. Plus the bed, get a half of the three. Uh-huh. That's 17 and a half, short of a OZ. Oh boy. Man, now do the math with me. Uh-huh. That would be subtract a half and three. And a half exactly. Yeah. That's at least a half a stack you tweak. That's at least the cash you stacked a week. So that was me, I'd have grabbed a half of three. And put it
in my little teapot, short and stout. Here is my hand, dude, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, I just shout. Tip me over and pour me out.
Liquid porcelain form when it rock up. If I get caught with this, I know I'm getting locked up. And just knowing that is why I remain humble. It's like a jungle sometimes that make me wonder how I keep them going underneath. Lock, cause I'm from the streets. Kind creatures, I get it from my Uncle Keith. For that dirty blunt, call her Dolly Parton. Whole lot of fun, yeah, girly awesome. Natural born star, roll out the red carpet. After I swirl this jar, then I'ma charge a fortune. Let her flirt with you, just for her enjoyment. We split a 30 ball, I took the larger portion. Why you underbossing, filing unemployment? Is you working hard, or is you hard to work?
Concrete, don't listen to the other rapper. He is not me, a carbon copy. I should probably put a slug up in his gunner with the Tommy. That'll surely learn a mass of fuck with the strong arm steady. We is ready for whatever you bring. Just make sure it ring. And I can't take the slides off from unintelligent critics thinking that it's my fault. Niggas, I is sick with it cause we keep them high off the illest dope in Venice. So don't take your eye off the West Coast lieutenants and two Benzes.
Back to back, eight deep, refilling, eat pills all night, can't sleep. Probably call skinhead Bobby. Promethazine lean, my homeboy got me. You ain't rich as my team, you slow and sloppy. Wanna slip, talk all out of your lips and make me use my shoddy. Shit, it ain't a punch, but a pack of make your body skip. Your limbs levitate, look, this is not a trick. I am not a bitch, but I keep to sucking nothing, sitting up for something see-through. Sucker, sucker, watch him run and get his weak crew. I seen it coming, thank the Lord, I got a preview. Now P.U., smell it inside of a dead nigga claiming what I did do. Did you get the line or is you blind to the fact that I lyrically killed you? We the new YouTube, three-dimensional lines in every rhyme all night, any venue. Enemies shouldn't continue, tend to say things that might offend you. It's true, y'all rappers ain't real. Y'all more like some faggots in hills, buying gadgets for my niggas to steal. Crime dime, pull a ratchet and peel, in a ragged Seville, driven by a young Stephanie Mills. I lost the best Persian pussy out in Beverly Hills. What's worse, she took the money, left a nigga the bills. Berserk, nothing to it, knock a fresh one. Whistle while you work, and the next keep a pistol in her purse. Pop, 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 put a bitch up in the dirt. Rihanna with a little Remy Ma and a steady shirt. She keep me under her umbrella when I do my dirt. Help a man keep contraband way up in a skirsky skirt. When the boys see the one-timers, niggas gets caught, come down with Alzheimer's. We the best of all timers, meaning all rhymers. Niggas don't believe us, then come find us and remind us. Yeah, that. The affiliates, nigga. Don Cannon, Crondog's my name, strong arm, state of the gang, for the agony, Mitchell Slickers already.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. All right. Okay, Tim, so I know you're in New York. I know you're a real one, because we've hung out a few times, you know, having beers, and we've talked about sports. So I know you're a Giants fan, man. Mm-hmm. All right, man. So I'm going to give you your fight. Now, were you at all ever worried during the Super Bowl that your team was not going to pull it out? Because you were down for a little while in the dang game, man. So were you at all concerned as the game wore on?
Yes, definitely. I mean, shit, man, When that open pass to Wes Walker got dropped, that's where I was like, okay, we have a chance to win this. You know what I mean? It was a nail-biting game. I mean, it was a little slow, and so, you know, the beginning was good, and then all of a sudden, New England just started running all over us and everything. So, you know, that last 3 minutes, or what was it, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, when Brady threw that pass and dropped it?
Yes.
I was like, we got it. I was like, you got to, you guys got one last chance, you know. Rise elite, you know. I mean, what anybody wants to say about the guy has overcome everything. What the press has said, and the analysts have said, and the anchors have said, he's proven it time and time again. He's had what, 8 game-winning drives this season in the fourth quarter. You know, this guy threw for over 4,900 yards, about a bunch of touchdowns. You know, I don't know every single detail of that, but the guy's a leader. You know what I mean? If I have to choose out of all the quarterbacks in the league, I want the ball in his hand with the game on the line.
Now, I'm gonna say this real quick. It's interesting because I was in Vegas the day before the Super Bowl. So I was out there for a couple days, my wife and I. And my boss, before I left, and I'm kicking myself for this, and Tim, you might be a little bit more of a wager. Blaze really isn't, and neither really am I. I mean, we spent $40 gambling, and we broke even, and I said, cool, I'm done. I feel good. But my boss said, hey, Javon, do you know if you go to, I think it was Luxor, and there's a 500-to-1 wager if the first score is a safety. A 500-to-1 wager.
Yeah, I heard about that guy.
And he was saying, Javon, all you got to do is put like 20 down. It's just 20. Just take 20 out of ATM. Just put 20 down. You could have a lot of money, man. I said, yeah, okay, I'll think about it. So we stayed in the Circus, the lovely Circus. And I was looking at the sports book and I thought, well, maybe I should do that. I mean, 20, I mean, I'll just act like I'm not going to see it again, so why not? Watching the game, so we got home and I'm watching the game, and the first score was the same. And I thought,
know, you must be kicking yourself.
So interesting, but so kudos go to the Giants and all that stuff, man. But So we appreciate Tim for stopping through. So, you know, you're welcome back anytime, man. And we enjoyed the conversation and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so before we go, just want to say thank you for listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show. Thanks for supporting WCNN and Radio Networks. Actually, I don't know if you saw this on our Twitter feed, Worldwide War. I mean, not Worldwide War, but J-Double, he hit us up and he really enjoyed the your comments last episode, Blaze. I don't even remember
what I said.
You, as always, you drop knowledge. You drop knowledge on every episode, man. So we appreciate
peace to anybody that appreciates the gibberish that comes out of my mouth at any particular point in time. So glad people.
You're the preacher, Blaze. You're the preacher.
So we appreciate it. We appreciate all those who listen. So make sure to check us out next time. So on behalf of Tim, on behalf of Blaze, I am Jay Love. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show. We're going to send you out with Nocturnal. It's called Sorry I Left You. We'll check you next time. You can.
I got lazy, cause I ain't like these other suckers. Dre paid me. The reason why you know my name is Dre made me. I got a fly ass house, man, that shit's crazy. I got a fly ass wife, life, and two babies. And if the price is right, the label will pay me. Turn down the lights tonight, the mic can't tame me.
Oh, it feels good to be back at home.
Kicking ass and taking names, I'm never alone. Taking out the trash, leave some radio space.
How you do what you do, Doc?
I don't know, it's God's grace. They make me leave MCs to pick up their face. I like to live summer breeze in summer breeze's place. I like a bitch to shop and hustle, dressed in all lace. I came back to straighten it out.
It's Nocturnal.
And this is what I do.
We all know we love the West Coast. I'm sorry that I left you, baby. Even though I stayed on the go, huh? I really, really missed you. I'm sorry that I left you, baby. Even though I stayed on the go, I still represent the West Coast, baby.
They gave the West a bad name. I'm here to back clean up. When I say don't be playing with these nuts. And if I ever gave you something, nigga, then re-up. And if I ain't never gave you nothing, then so what? Help me help you get something and man up. Who you talking slick to, frontin' outlandishly? We go to war, huh? Who gon' outlast this beast?
Oh, it feels good to be back.
Get them gangsters and your homegirls on the phone. Hustlers and the pimps, Nocturnals back home.
All that really matters is who hosts they spatter.
Everyone I meet, they give me a pussy plotter. I walk by, she latches on, I don't have to grab her. And you in the club acting just like Jack the Ripper. Don't control your hoe, just tip her.
Oh, it feels good to be back at home. We all know I love the West Coast. I'm sorry that I left you, baby. Even though I stayed on the go, huh? I'm sorry that I left you, baby. Even though I stayed on the go, I still represent the West Coast, baby.
I love the way, I love the way, I love the way, I love the way that you love my music. And all I know, I've been riding for way too long. Been riding for way too long. They say my voice raspy, I've been hitting the bong. And I can never quite pass up a bitch in a thong. I can do this all night long. I've been the Hennessy, I'm OZ, I won't go home. I feel good, my bankroll is fat. Matter of fact, we're the party. I'm OG as Hulk Hogan at a wrestling match. I've been here, my first call was a 72 lakh. I came from a long generation of true max. If you grew up in the hood, you can feel this. And if you got a bout of the hood, and you hood rich, so I...
do what I got to do. We all know I love the West Coast. I'm sorry that I left you, baby. Even though I stayed on the go, huh? I really, really missed you, baby. We all know I love the West Coast. I'm sorry that I left you, baby. Even though I stayed on the go, huh? I still represent the West Coast.